أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. We praise Allah, we thank Him, we seek His forgiveness and guidance, we seek His protection against what our inner souls whispers to us. We testify that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, is His prophet and messenger, sent to mankind, the seal of all prophets, and sent to everybody, which is unlike other messengers, prophets and messengers that are sent to their people only. He is the only one that's sent to all mankind. We ask Allah to shower him with his mercies, blessings, and forgiveness until his family, his companions, his followers, until the day of judgment. Allah has told us, has commanded us in so many surahs, so many ayahs, telling us to fear him. He said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تسألون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. And he's also telling us, ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم. Not equal as those who try to strive for the cause of Allah, the good people, versus the bad people. So we ask Allah to include us among the good people under His mercy. There are so many things to talk about, you don't even know which one to talk about. A lot of things happening in the world, especially in the Muslim Ummah. We ask Allah to help us and save this Ummah. And people who are fighting Islam, trying to bring down Islam, trying to turn out the light of Islam, we ask Allah to help convert them. They can believe. Say, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُونَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They try to turn off the light of Allah, but they will never be able to. They come at you in so many ways, from top, bottom, left, right, front, and back, to try to turn out Allah's light. No. He has sent this deen, and He's going to protect it, to supersede all other deens. He's going to protect it. He said, وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ وَكَافِرُونَ. Regardless to whether the believers like it, the mushrikuns like it or not, this deen is going to triumph at the end. So therefore, brothers and sisters, let's hold on to the rope of Allah. This is the only one, the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet. Like I said, there are so many things you want to talk about. It's not enough time to talk about it. One of the things I'm going to mention is what's happening in the Islamic countries. The killing that's going on. The killing. Muslims killing each other. Holding a gun, turning your gun, turning the gun maybe to your brother or your mother or your father to kill him. We're not supposed to be doing that, killing each other, but it's happening. And the so-called people who are supposed to help and intervene, they're coming up with excuses all the time. Like, for instance, the UN. They have asked the UN to help protect, save the people, because they have the means to do so that most of our leaders, don't destroy our people, don't completely annihilate them in the face of the planet. Whether they're coming up, the UN is coming up with excuses. It's going to be difficult. It's going to do that. It's going to do that. It's going to cause this. It's going to cause that. So, brothers and sisters, we ask Allah to help this Ummah, inshallah. This is the only place we're going to turn to. A lot of these people attacking Islam, left and right, day and out, day and night, in and out, brothers. And along, Islam has three major problems. One, ignorance. People are ignorant about Islam. And two, enemies of Islam attacking Islam. Three, Muslim behaving badly. When they see you behaving badly, they think this is what Islam is. So we have to be very careful and strive hard to try to do the right thing. How do they do it sometimes? A lot of times they say, how do they get this religion, try to corrupt it or corrupted it? The first thing they're going to give you names, you are fundamentalist. Fundamentalist. Or people who hate the religion are made to be the heads of religious affairs. And people who have no knowledge are made to head religious affairs. People who hate and have no knowledge are made to make fatwas. Religious matters is a personal affair. That's what some people will say. Religion has no room in the politics. That's what they say. In the world, politics matter except religious matters. We are all worshiping the same God. The Christians say that, so do say so. The believers say do this. I mean, the disbelievers say so. And some Muslims, because they are ignorant, they say, oh, yes, that's true. We are all worshiping the same God. When it comes down to it, bottom line, we are all worshiping the same God. And people answer the question. The Muslims, they support, they say that's true. Because they fail to do their homework. It's not the same God. And then they're going to tell you this is the 21st century. The 21st century, what are we supposed to do? Therefore, we should make changes to make changes to fit the present day century that we live in. Islam was brought long time ago in the 6th century and 7th century. You know, that long, those things are long gone. Changes should be made. And they come up with saying the hijab, for instance, for women are only traditional. Only it's not Islamic, it's just tradition, different country where you come from. And some Muslim women answer that question. They say, yes, that's true. It's a tradition. They say, why are women made inferior in Islam? Women are inferior in Islam. Because they're enemies, they hate, they don't read, and they're ignorant. When you read and understand the rights of women in Islam, they are the most superior. And then another thing they're going to come up with to discourage people. All this, they're saying this to discourage Muslims, ignorant Muslims, bad Muslims, and people who want to know about the religion, to confuse them. Because confusion is a way of making money too. You make confusion, scare people, you make a lot of money that way. What do they say? Why do men have to marry two wives, three wives, four wives in Islam? To discourage the women. The Quran has to be reversed or changes to fit the lifestyle of modern-day lifestyle. And some people, some Muslim or ignorant or bad Muslim, they say, you know, I really don't think, when people talk to them, you know, I really don't think there's a judgment day. That's what they make those statements. I really don't think there's a judgment day. They're just doing it to scare people so we don't do bad things. God just wants us to be straight, that's all. There was a man who wrote a book. This book, astaghfirullah, was called, A'udhu Billah, was called God is Not Great. He wrote a book, God is Not Great. And then they say, Islam will bring you backward. Compared to nowadays, technology and development, we should change. And another thing they use, they say, you know, I want to express my love, my feelings for my brother Muslim or sister Muslim. So therefore, like they do in other religions, the reason why I don't like to go to the masjid to watch, to pray, is because, you know, in Islam, there's no singing inside the masjid. There's no hugging, there's no kissing or expressing of affection to your brother or sister Muslim. They use all these tactics to scare people. Now, some people will say, yeah, it's okay to drink sometimes to socialize. That's what they say. Or when a guest comes to visit you, you can serve him with liquor, long as you don't drink. These are the excuses people come up with. Now, those who like to fornicate, they say, God created me to have affection for the other people who like to do the wrong thing. They say, God created me to have affection for my same-sex partner, the gay people. That's what he said. Maybe God made a mistake. This is to confuse the ignorant and the bad Muslim and the enemies of Islam. These are the people saying these things. It's okay to get high or drink sometimes to get rid of your problems, as long as you do not get drunk or someone don't get hurt. Not all the time, once in a while. These are the tactics they come in up with. It's okay to put money in the bank, make interest, and help the poor people, help the masajids, help the needy. That's what they come up with, the excuse. God knows I am weak, and he will understand when I meet him on the day of judgment. That's what he said. God knows he created me weak. Because Allah says, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانَ ضَعِيفًا. So they use that. I'm weak. When I see women, just like the one of the Ghazwah, the hypocrites came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They say, we cannot go to war because we are weak. When we see those beautiful women, you know, the enemies we're going to fight. When we see those beautiful women, we don't know what we're going to do. We won't be able to fight. We'll be concentrating, watching them, looking at them. This is why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us religion is going to be divided into 73 sects. Only one group, those who follow the Sunnah, the Quran and the Sunnah, will enter Jannah. Now, gambling is okay, they said, as long as your intention is to help the Muslims and poor people or build a mosque. So, basically, at the end, they conclude by saying, some people, the Muslim, do as I say, then don't do as I do. Because if you do as I do, you're not qualified enough to be able to do what I do. Brothers and sisters, I'm saying all this thing to also remind us, one of the reasons why we have problems in our countries is because we left the Quran and the Sunnah. We left the Quran and the Sunnah. Who are we worshipping? Most people, who are they worshipping? The kings and queens and the king kongs. When they see a leader, what do? They say, they fall onto their feet, kissing their hands. We see that on TV, what's going on? Kissing their hands, their feet, prostrating before them. What do they say? Giving the attributes to these leaders. If you watch TV, I don't have to be specific. You guys would see, brothers would see, and sisters would see. They attribute the qualities of Allah to these leaders, saying that, they say, thank you for the rain. They say, hey, you are, they fall onto their feet, kissing their hands and hugging them. They fall and say, thank you very much. You are the one that's bringing us the rain. The sunshine, the ground, and the oxygen we breathe. Brothers, these are some of the reasons why Islam has a problem. And the enemies are there. Some enemies would go to great lengths, go to schools, graduate with masters and PhDs just to fight from within Islam. So we have a long way to go, brothers. We have to stand firm and hold on to the rope of Allah. I need to fight for this religion. And also, what I was going to talk about today was about dawah. We need to give dawah. That's very serious, very important. And the way we give dawah is very serious also, is very important. See, a lot of brothers, they come in, the way they try to give dawah is very bad, because they're insulting people. They don't know. Allah says, "Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izatil hasana wajadil lahu bil lati ihsan." Call people to Islam with wisdom and good example. And they didn't ask you to force people. They didn't ask you to disrespect people. They didn't ask you to curse people. Just call them with wisdom. And by so doing, by your example, first of all, before calling, make sure you're not ignorant. Make sure you're not temperamental. Make sure you're not impatient. Make sure you're not rude to people. Make sure you're not discriminating as to gender, tribe, color. Make sure you're not arrogant and self-secured. and argumentative and judgmental on people. Your job is to bring people with wisdom and respect. If you use disrespect, a lot of people say, this is the religion I don't want it. Because even when Allah was sending Musa alayhi salam to fight for Pharaoh, he didn't say, go be rude to him, go attack him. He said, فَقُولُ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيْنًا لَأَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. He said, go to him and speak to him mildly. Perhaps he might accept admonition of fear mildly. He didn't say, go be rude to them, to him. So this is the way to call to Islam, not insult. A lot of masjids, in fact, there's a lot of masjids that a lot of people cannot even go in there to pray. Some masjids, if you don't have a beard, long beard hanging down, you cannot enter there. They have people standing at the door, stopping you. If your pants are all the way down, you cannot enter there. I used to have a masjid. I lost it because of this. Some of these brothers that came in there attacking people. Brother, why did you shave? You're going to hellfire. Who are you judging people? Why you have your pants down? You're going to hellfire. They drove the people. The masjid was empty, standing there attacking. This is not the way of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Let's follow his way, the sunnah, the way he taught us to do it. A Muslim should never be judgmental. There was a sheikh or imam in some town. What did he do? A woman came to him. This woman had lost her husband. She needed help. Somebody told her about a sheikh. She went over there, an imam, and asked the imam to help her. She is a Muslim. The husband was a Muslim. They died. They left all his children. The imam said, you're a Muslim? She said, yes, I'm a Muslim. You're a good Muslim? Yes. He wants proof. Prove to me you are a good Muslim. Tell me, how good a Muslim are you? Prove to me, show me, proof. Explain the role of his creator. You are nothing other than dust, a collection of zinc, potassium, phosphorus, fat, water, calcium, aluminum put together. Created from the same factory, by the same engineer, and from the same material. Allah did not create you to come and judge people. The woman said, I don't have no proof. He said, well, since you don't have no proof, get out of here. I'm not going to help you. The woman left and went to another man that's never been a Muslim. All he did was have good time on his life, in his life. Never prayed, never don't even know what Islam is all about. She went to him and asked him for help because of what she's going through with the kids and stuff. The guy looked at the woman and said, you know what? I'll try. Let me tell you. I'm not a Muslim. I don't believe in Islam. He said, but for some reason, I just have sympathy for you. I'm going to help you. Today, I give you food, have the food. Then after that, I have a back room in the back house over there. Go spend the night in there, you and your daughter, you and your children. The lady went in the back room, slept. Both of them went to sleep. The imam went to sleep, and the other guy went to sleep. The imam, in his dream, he saw a beautiful mansion. So nice mansion. He said, my goodness, I like this house. This house is so pretty. I want it. He was asking alayhi salatu wasalam. I want it. I want it. I'm a Muslim. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, who are you? He said, I'm an imam. I'm a sheikh. Big imam. Such and such a place. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, give me proof that you're imam or big sheikh someplace. Please, Prophet, just believe. Just take it from me. I'm a big sheikh. Everybody know me. I'm a big imam. Please let me have that mansion. The Prophet said, Allah built this mansion for somebody who's a good Muslim. I'm an imam. Look at my beard. Look at, and on and the Prophet said, talk is cheap. Just prove to me you are a good Muslim. Nobody to prove. No proof to show the Prophet that he's a good Muslim. He was crying. The Prophet said, if you don't have proof to me, you're not going to get the house. Get out of here. He lost the house. The other guy that accepted the sister went to sleep and saw the same house in his dream. He saw the same mansion in his dream. And then he asked, oh, what a wonderful house. Whose house is this? Beautiful house. He told him, say, this house is yours. He was done. This house is mine. For what? What did I do to deserve this? I'm not a Muslim. I don't believe. I never believe. I never pray. They said, but this house is yours. Why? Because of what you did yesterday. Some lady came to you with some children. You received her well, gave her food, and gave her a place to sleep. So this house is yours. Alhamdulillah. Both of them woke up in the morning. The imam was all over town looking for the sister now, asking for her. You see this sister with some kids here yesterday? You see this sister? I'm looking for some kids. The people wind up directing him to the guy's house. He walked over there, knocked at the door. The guy came out and said, I'm looking for a sister that came here yesterday. The man said, for what? He said, because she came to my place first, and I refused her help. So I went to my sleep. I saw in my dream a beautiful mansion in paradise. I was trying to ask for that mansion, who it belongs to, and they said, it's a good Muslim, because I was questioning her yesterday. So I lost the house. So can you please, if she's here, can you please give me the sister? Let me take her back to my house. I have a place for her now. The man said, really? He said, yes. He said, well, yes, the sister is here. I received her yesterday and gave her some help. He said, when I went to sleep, I saw the same dream. What a coincidence. The dream that you saw is what I saw. I saw a beautiful mansion. When I asked about that mansion, they said that mansion was for me. What did I do to deserve this? Because of what I did for the sister yesterday. So, the imam said, please, pleading, begging, please, pleading, begging. The man said, no, I'm not going to give that woman back to you. This woman is going to stay in my house. Not only that, because of what I saw and what happened to me, the man said, I bear witness, there is no God but Allah. Became a Muslim. He said, goodbye. The imam was begging. Let me bring it down now to the modern day expression. The man told the imam, if you don't leave my presence, I'll call 911. Because you're not supposed to be judging people. The imam went back disappointed. Didn't get the mansion, couldn't get the lady back. And the sister, because of that, she brought somebody into Islam by Allah's permission. If you know a house where the angels change shift every day, every night, this is where a house where the orphan is, full of angels, 24/7. I'm just bringing this story up to warn myself and warn people to stop being rude to people. Even in my masjid over there, brothers come down and cause confusion. They cause confusion on Georgia Avenue. Some brothers, they come in there, they don't even pray in there. They say because some brothers, their pants hanging down, they don't have no beard. They're shaving. They're not supposed to be shaving. Who are you, brother? We are here to seek forgiveness from Allah, and you're making judgment from people. Anytime you make a judgment or say something bad about somebody, and the word will go all the way up to the sky to enter, the sky is closed, will come and bounce on him, there's no way in. And then we'll revert back to you. We have to be very, very careful about being judgmental. And we have to also be very careful. You have a lot of people out in the street with the kufis and whatever, hijabs on too, you know, and looking all Muslim with beard. But the way they behave themselves, carry themselves on the street, brother, you would wonder what kind of Islam they're following. Lot of us, we come in and just take the shahada and disappear. They don't come to the masjid, they don't want to hear. One time I was praying, some brother tried to cross in front of me and pick up his jacket. After prayers, I came outside, tried to talk to him about what he did. He said he didn't do it. I was lying on him. Then I was trying to tell him about the hadith. He said, I don't read hadith. So what else can I say? Somebody say he doesn't read hadith, doesn't want to hear, doesn't want to know. So, brothers, we are the ones that are destroying this deen, indirectly. Again and again, let me go back to our leaders, brothers. Some of them almost call themselves gods, just like the way Pharaoh used to live. He was the one that used to provide air, provide food, provide the water for the people. Some of them are still doing the same thing, and they call themselves Muslims. You know, one of the most hateful creatures on the side of Allah. Allah will not speak to him, turn to you, purify you. It's somebody who forced an imam or a leader who forced himself on the people. Is that familiar? Force themselves on the people. How can you go to sleep knowing that you are killing people every day? How can you go to sleep knowing that people are dying of hunger every day? How can you go to sleep? You ask during the time of the caliphate, any time, because on the day of judgment, Allah would ask you, you ask me to give you power, give you the power. Somebody slept hungry. Somebody was homeless. Somebody did not have water to drink. That was your job. He said, "The one I gave it to you. Why didn't you provide it?" People back then, they used to run away from leadership role, power role. They don't like it. Because they know for every little thing is going to give an account. So, but nowadays, what do? We campaign, we fight, we kill to have power. And do we execute? But no, we don't. Just to sit on people. Some people think that position is for him only and his family. Nobody else is entitled to be a king or queen or president or prime minister. I'm the only one that's entitled to it. 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, ruling people. Move out of the way. Let other people take over. No, I don't want to. Instead, they're dropping bombs on people, killing people, fighting, throwing rocks and stones on people. I don't know whether any one of you saw in Tunisia, the president, about 2 weeks ago, they opened his closet. I don't know if any one of you saw it. And see what he left in there. The closet was full of stack of money. It was like embedded in the wall. Gold and jewelry, this and that, expensive. People are out there dying. And they still want to continue to kill people, because that's what's happening now. People will kill. The day of judgment is getting closer, this, by the way. By what we see nowadays, somebody will kill people. They don't ask them, "Why did you kill?" They say, I don't know why I killed him. Brothers, can you imagine shooting at a crowd? You don't know who you're going to be shooting at. Your mother may be standing there. Your children may be standing there. Your brother, your father could be standing there. And you have the nerve, after reading the Quran, you turn around and shoot, brother. Do you know what's waiting in the grave? Have you ever talked about the grave? Again and again, I like to bring this up, because the grave is where we're going to go after we leave here. Allah says, "Al-haqqu mutakathir hatta zurtumul maqabir." Running after the wall. They want the wall. Killing. They don't care. Maim and hurt. Put in prison. Until you enter the grave. Alone. Nobody with you. That's when you're going to see. Again, you're going to see the truth. Hellfire. Have you ever thought about that? Well, you don't care. Have you ever thought about standing in front of Allah and they line up everybody that you have killed? They say, "These are the souls that you have taken. You have no right to take." Have you ever thought about that? Just to be a power man, to control, to rule. We have so much resources in Islam. Is every Muslim getting this benefit of the oil from our countries? No, that's a gift from Allah for every Muslim. What are we doing? We're making friendship with the enemies of Islam. These are the ones that are controlling the countries over there. Why is the UN reluctant, brother? They say, we don't need boots on the ground. We don't need nobody on the ground. Just cover the sky for us. We don't even need your ammunition. Just cover the sky for us and leave us alone. We're going to walk all the way to where we want to go. And you say, "No, it's difficult. It's this and that." Excuses, excuses. You're talking about next week, every week, next week. You know how many people are dying? Every second, you're talking about next week. So, brothers and sisters, we have to open our eyes and see. It's not what people say, it's what they do that's important. That's why Allah says, "Wal asr inna al-insana lafi khusr." Man is losing as the time goes on. Because Muslims are involved there. Brother, can you imagine seeing Muslims throwing rocks at each other, stabbing each other, whacking sticks on their heads, and shooting, throwing bombs in the crowd, killing? You see Muslim laying down, bleeding, dying. Who did that? Another Muslim. So, wallahi, we ask Allah to help us and help this religion. أقول قول هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولستغفر المسلمين منكم إذا فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah says, I'm going to another topic. Like I said, too many topics to even think about to talk about. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. Everything in the heaven and earth, Allah's army. It's wise and mighty, mighty and wise. Another ayah that comes in is also Allah is telling us, first of all, He is the owner of the heaven and earth. Everything in here belongs to Him. And everything could be used as an army. Brother, if you haven't seen or heard the news yet, when you go home tonight, just open the channel and see what happened in Japan. Brother, what happened in Japan? Today, Allah's army, Allah commanded this creature, two of them, or one with a little child, or one with maybe twins. Tsunami in the ocean. Earthquake in the ocean and tsunami out to sweep the people, property, houses. Just look, brothers. It cannot even try to explain it. What is going on? That's a sign. I called on the radio this morning. I said, man thinks he's in control. Man thinks is everything. I say, what happened in Japan today tells you you don't have no control of anything, not even the second of your breathing of your air. Yes, you don't have control of it. Those people saw yesterday by now, if you were to tell them that something like this is going to happen to them, they wouldn't believe you. Some people did not wake up. Some people probably eating, whatever they're doing, having fun. All of a sudden, the building comes down, and the water come in and sweep it. Just look at the cars, the way they were tossing them like toys, brother. The cars. I saw the water charging into open places. Can you imagine what happens? What's going to happen in that place? This is everybody saying this is the worst of all worst they ever remember. They can imagine. See? وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything on heaven and earth is Allah's. He can command it all on you. Anything can happen. 1 minute, the sky can come down, or less than a minute. When he intends a thing, inna ma ida kada amru fa inna la yakula lahu kun fa yakun. Only two letters, kaf and noon, it will happen. Kun. B and E, it will happen. B. Nobody can do a thing about it. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Nobody knows his army except him. Anything! The air you breathe can kill you. It's an army. The food is an army. Can kill you. Anything can be used as an army. The water you drink is an army of Allah. Can kill you. We need heat. You get it? You don't get it, you die. Too much of it, you die. Cold, you don't get it, you die. Too much of it, you die. Anything whatsoever can kill you. Do you know what happens when you go to sleep at night? People bring in people to kill the cockroaches and the mice and this and that. When you go to sleep at night, do you know what happened? You are at your quickest point. Every part of you is relaxed. Your nostril, your nose here is wide open. You're sleeping with all the muscles and strength you have. Your nose wide open. Your ears wide open. And some people sleep with their mouths open. You know what's going on around you? You can have cockroaches looking at you. They're paying attention. You're not paying attention. You don't pay attention like the way you do. You have mice around. They're looking at you. You don't pay attention like they do. You have snakes outside. We don't see them, but they're around us. You have scorpions around. What is to stop a cockroach? Or what is to stop a spider? What is to stop a little ant from going into your nostril and sting you? You wake up dead. With your mouth open. Do you know Don't have to answer my question, but just go home and think about it. People who like to sleep with their mouth open. Do you know how many times have you woke up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror and maybe see a little cockroach sticking out of your mouth? The mouth open, the cockroach go in there while turning around, mistakenly by the cockroach. Look at yourself in the mirror and see. Maybe a mouse in there eating the little crumbs that you left in your mouth. You wake up and turning around and biting. He's in your mouth. Maybe you miss your tail sticking out in the morning. That tells you a week, you're nothing, nothing. But when we get up in the morning, they start asking questions. Do you know who am I? Do you know who am I? You don't know who am I. You know, I'm going to put you away. I'll kill you. How do you this and do that? You can't even stop the little mouse from entering your nose or your mouth. You know, we are nothing, nothing, nothing. So, brothers and sisters, let's look at the tsunami that happened today. This is a sign for people. Travel in the land and see the nature of the consequence of people who reject. I'm not saying they are them, but just travel. Sometimes, well, the signs are just too many to mention. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab. Definitely. There are so many signs. If you cannot read the Quran, the Bible, so many signs. Don't even try to go up to space, underground, or do this. Go waste money and time trying to build some spaceship, some bottom ship, and all that. Don't go too far. Start with your own self. Look at your own self, the way Allah created you. Your plumbing system in the body. Someplace when you squeeze, it's milk that come out of it. The same body you squeeze another area next door to the place you squeeze the milk, it's water, pure sweat. Some place you squeeze, it's blood. They don't mix in the body. Every one of them has its own highway. Who is doing this for you? You know? Your electrical system. You touch this, you hit yourself here, you might feel the pain in the neck. The wiring system. That's how you know him. He's there, he's alive. So this is the best thing that Allah has done for me, for you, putting you, showing you the light. It's up to you to move or to stand still. We ask Allah to help us to move.
Ameen.
To make a right turn and go straight and wind up in paradise. Ameen. And keep us from making the left turn. Because it's easy. Too many people, too many things nowadays can distract people. Do you know the destruction of the food crops in Japan for the next years to come? How much money is going to take? There's a nuclear reactor, whatever is producing, whatever, nuclear, whatever they call them. Nuclear plants, radioactive. It could be leaking. They say it's okay. Who knows? It could be leaking. It's going to be another devastation. The earth trembling, the water coming in and sweeping everybody. You should see how far, how wide that area is. I've never seen anything like this before. The ground is, brother, let's have fear of Allah. These are the people who have the fear of Allah. They call Qadafla Mu'minun. That's it. Successful indeed are those who fear Allah, basically, the believers. We ask Allah to give us the fear of Allah, inshallah, and keep away Satan from us. The last thing, they say this. 7 o'clock minute this morning, the tsunami happened in Japan. About 7 o'clock this morning, I heard on the news, the waves just got to Hawaii here, causing problem about 7 feet high. They're evacuating all over. Just a small creature Allah commanded. Can you imagine if he was to allow the bigger creature to come down? You know, one of the bigger creatures are what you call asteroid. They are huge in size. These are rocks. Like iron flying over our head. They have a belt called asteroid belt around Jupiter. Millions of them. The speed of 1,000,000 miles an hour. Some rocks are about 50 miles wide. Some rocks are about 100 miles wide. Some rocks are 1,000 miles wide, going at the speed of 1,000,000 miles an hour. Think about something like that, Allah telling it to drop down here on any ocean you choose or any city. Do we have any defense for that? No. By his mercy, he's telling the rocks not to come down. I have a book called Heraclitus. there's a planet coming towards our planet here. They said, the science. It's called Heraclitus. They say it's going to be around about 2023, something like that. The speed and the gravity of that planet, when it gets close to the own planet here, you know, our planet is rotating and revolving and rotating. When it gets close, millions of miles away, it is going to magnetize our planet. Instead of turning around, it's going to be standing still. Can you imagine if you are on night time when the thing, you know, the gravity gets hold of our planet, it's not turning anymore. You're going to be in night for who knows how long. Or during the day, it's going to be daylight for who knows how long. No night coming. That planet, Heraclitus, read about it. That's what they say, the science. And that's what, just a small thing that Allah give them favor. That tsunami is affecting 53 countries, they said. Affecting it. All over, just a little tremble. So we ask Allah to give us the fairness of Allah.
Amen.
Our brothers and sisters who are being annihilated, killed, hurt, maimed, we ask Allah to give them Jannah.
Amen.
We ask Allah to have this religion supersede over all religions.
Amen.
The enemies of Islam, to bring them into Islam.
Amen.
The Muslims who are behaving badly, we ask Allah to straighten them up so they can do the right thing and give the right dawah.
Amen.
Those who have lost loved ones, brothers, sisters, children, mothers and fathers in what's going on in these countries, we ask Allah to give them sabr and give them jannah too.
Amen.
Our mothers and fathers who have passed away, we ask Allah to forgive them in their grave.
Amen.
We ask Allah to make the grave comfortable for all the Muslims.
Amen.
We ask Allah to make it easy in day of judgment when they come out of the grave.
Amen.
We ask Allah to make it easy on the standing of the day of judgment.
Amen.
We ask Allah to make it easy on the crossing of the sirat.
Amen.
We ask Allah to give us jannah. For those of us who are alive, to give us more taqwa, the fear of Allah, and try to obey and do the right thing and earn His pleasure. Our children, we ask Allah to bring them, to guide them, to direct them, so they can be Muslims themselves and obey Allah and do the right thing. We ask Allah to make them easy for them to pray for us after we pass away. This is very serious, brothers and sisters. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ونبيك محمد رد اللهم اني لارباط الخلفاء الراشدين من الاشرة المبشرين بالجنه ومن تبعهم باحسان الى يوم الدين اللهم صل الاسلام والمسلمين وامي حفظه الدين ودم الاعداء الدين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار اللهم صل الاسلام والمسلمين وامي حفظه الدين ودم الاعداء الدين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما اعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت فانك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك انه لا يذل من وليت ولا يعز من هديت تبارك ربنا وتعاليت فلك الحمد لا ما هديت ولك الشكر لا ما انعمت عليك استغفرك واتوب اليك ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين وارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا اغفر لنا ولاخواننا الذين سبقونا بالايمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين امنوا ربنا انك رؤوف رحيم ربنا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم تقبل صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا ودعاءنا وتقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين ان الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما في الصلاه. Thank you.